Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I have author and illustrator of The Adventures of Sammy the Wonder Dotson
Jonathan Miller. He has been coming to schools in North Alabama, going to schools in North Alabama, and I'm glad to be able to sit here with him today in Huntsville, Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jonathan Miller.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate you having me here.
Glad to have you, buddy, and what a talent, the art talent, to be able to take that and then put stories with it and go out here and be able to talk to these students about your books. I'm amazed by what you're able to do, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I have a lot of fun doing this, and kids ask me a lot of times, like, yeah, you know, what would you do if you couldn't be an author? And that's always stumped me. I've never figured out what else I'd rather do. I love my job a lot. I like creating books, doing the fun things you get to do to promote the books, but I love doing the school visits because that's when I get to see the kids, like, really enjoy the time and the things I put into making the books. That's the rewarding part of this job.
Absolutely. A few weeks ago, I signed back up for subbing. So I've been substitute teaching. Nice. It put me back in the classrooms from kindergarten to first grade to fourth grade to fifth grade, nice, all the way up to the middle school ages. I've been able to be in the school and just see the love from some of these kids. It's amazing. There's some really good kids out there. And I just wanted to be able to touch that generation, because it doesn't take too long before we're removed from it. If we're not involved with students or have a child ourselves, that we're out of touch.
Oh, yeah,
it doesn't take long.
And, I mean, you know, I like to show kids when I do my school visits and stuff, you know, I want to show them, like, real, you know, taking these skills our teachers are trying to teach them and, like, showing it in the real world how you can use it. Because, I mean, I didn't go to college for bookmaking or anything like that, but I learned a lot of things that I use in this job sitting where they're sitting in the schools, you know, by reading books and editing and rewriting my stories and stuff. And I loved art growing up, so just practicing your art and doing these things, you know, that teachers are trying to teach them, just practice them over time and getting better at those things too.
Let's talk about that love of art growing up. When did you start doodling? When did you start realizing that you had an ability and love for drawing?
I can remember being like 4 years old and sitting at the kitchen table and like pulling the comic strips out of the newspaper, which I have to explain newspapers to kids at school because they've never seen one. But and just, you know, redrawing Garfield and Snoopy and characters like that. And I grew up like loving He-Man, so I'd draw He-Man characters and stuff. But I love to draw, and then my parents would laugh because I'd bring money home from school sometimes, and it would be me drawing pictures of Michael Jordan or something for a kid, and kid paying me like, you know, 20 cents a
year.
You
were that kid.
I was that kid that was drawing the pictures. And, you know, sometimes I'd go to a kid's house, and I want to play Nintendo, and they want me to draw things for them, and, you know, and that kind of, you know, when I was a kid, I was like, I'd rather be playing Nintendo right now, but, you know, just drawing a lot. And then one thing that really helped me a lot, when I got to be in fifth grade, there was a college in my hometown that offered a summer art program, and my elementary school teacher saw that, like, I had a talent and a natural gift for it a little bit, so she helped me get in that program. And so from fifth grade to like my senior year of high school, I went and took really in-depth art classes, and I think that helped me a lot as an artist too. And I try to tell the kids at school, you know, like, reading and writing art, like sports, and the more you do it, the more you practice, the better you get at it. And I think that a lot of these art skills I have are from that time I spent from fifth grade to my senior year of high school.
That one program, you followed through with that one program from fifth to senior in high school, that it started you from early to later on? That's
and then awesome. When it was time to go to college, I didn't want to do anything that involved art. And my mom was like, you know, you should do something that involves art. But I always thought that, like, you know, I told my mom, I was like, I don't want to eat soup for the rest of my life. I associated like art with being like, you know, struggling or not being able to make a living. So I went to college and majored in business because another dream I had was to own my own business and stuff too. And then later when I got out of school, out of college, you know, I did learn that you can make a pretty good living with the arts and stuff. You gotta be a go-getter and work hard, you know.
I think people feel the same way about radio. Entertainers, you know, if you want to go be an actor or you want to start a radio show or have some type of media type program, that, well, you're going to starve. You're going to be real hungry, and you're going to find something else to do.
Yeah, and it's like anything in life, you know, like what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And you got to work hard at it, you know. I mean, if you're going to be an actor, you can't go to L.A. and just not go on auditions. You got to go out and you got to do work and grind at it every single day. And my book thing, I mean, now it kind of runs itself a little bit, but I mean, for 12 solid years, I was grinding and hustling as hard as I possibly could. I still hustle a lot, but just grinding it out and hustling and getting my books out into the world and trying to get my foot in the door at schools and stuff. So it's everything, it requires hard work.
Yeah. Let's talk about that grind a little bit, because on my end, I create a show every day. Mm-hmm. I have to be self I have to be self. I have the self ability, or what's a good word?
Self starter.
I have to be a self starter, yeah. So I have to go after the interview. I have to do the interview. Then I have to edit in my audio Adobe Audition. I have to work on this program to clean it up, to get it to sound really good. Then put it out there through the platforms. I create a Make a Difference Minute every day. So I take an abbreviated version of a full show, make an abbreviated segment,
yeah.
Get that ready every day. And it's all about, is Mark going to do this? Or if Mark's not going to do it, there's no Mark White Show.
Oh, yeah.
If Jonathan doesn't do this, there is no Sammy Adventures.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it really is about being self-reliant and going out there and really pushing. So the grind for you in that first 12 years, what was that like? What were you grinding? What was it?
I mean, first I was trying to get a book out into the world. And, I mean, it took me 4 years from the time I decided this is what I'm going to do until that first book was in my hands. And then it was just, you know, getting those books sold. I mean, I created a business plan. I went to college and majored in business. So I created a business plan when my book first came out, and I feel like setting those steps up and like, hey, here's the stores that could sell my books. These are the people I'm going to go after. These are the ways that I get, you know, all these books sold, get money back from it, you know,
right.
So, and creating that business plan that gave me goals and realistic things that I could try to hit, selling my books when it first came out. And then, you know, I mean, I went from doing one or two schools a week that would let me come to their schools and read my books, to doing three or four a couple years later, to doing five or six, you know, a couple of years later to that. And now I do 8 to 10 schools every single week, like from Maryland to Florida to Texas and everywhere in between. You know, and I do kindergarten through fifth grade presentations, and I love doing it.
That's awesome. And the kids are receptive
to
Sammy?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Adventures
they
of
they
Sammy.
Like it. You leave feeling like a rock star. They always ask you, they always wonder how famous you are. Like, are you famous? Like, you know, ask you, like, famous people if you know any of them. And, you know, I don't know any of them. I always tell them I'm only 14% famous. So I haven't been on the Today Show or anything yet. So
you're getting there.
Oh, yeah. We're trying.
You're famous in your own right.
There we go.
And that's what kids will come up to me and say, my teacher said you're a celebrity. Because I have a radio show.
Yeah.
And I'd say, you know, well, locally people know who I am.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not a celebrity. I just do a show. And kids, when they see you're doing something that's unique and special, that, wow, that's a famous person.
Oh, yeah.
So you are famous.
They always
famous
ask me. They always ask me if the people approach me on the street and recognize me. And I'm like, not back home, people know this is what I do. You know, and I thought, I got a funny story. I was out on a date back when I was single, and we were eating at a steakhouse, and a dad came up to me while I was eating, and he would just tap the table, you know, and he's like, we read your book last night, and we loved it. And that made me look so cool in front of that girl.
No
that
kid.
I was thinking, man, I might start paying people to do this for me every once in a while. But, yeah, I mean, like, people know that I do this back home. That's another cool thing, too. Like, if I set up a booth or something back home when I'm selling books, people come by, like, hey, our kids read your books every night. And that makes all those nights that you're putting in a lot of hard work and, you know, really pay off because you realize people are reading your books and enjoying them.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And the schools that you go to, you said 8 to 10 a week now.
Mm-hmm. You're doing 10 this week.
10 this week. Mm-hmm. You're here in North Alabama. Talk about some of the experiences you've had so far this week. Well, today, here in Huntsville, Alabama.
It was great. I mean, I didn't get much sleep last night because I drove in to Alabama last night. And I had a school this morning, a Tabernacle Christian School. Went down there and read to, roughly I think it was about 300, close to 300 kids. They were well receptive of it. And then I went to a Huntsville City School this afternoon and read to the three different groups there. I typically do like assembly style programs. And the kids, I mean, kids in Alabama are great, man. They're well behaved. They always have good questions, and it's a very easy state to do school visits in.
I love to hear that. And you'll be at my daughter's school.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
April the 24th.
Yep, Thursday.
So Thursday.
Yep.
And you'll be presenting to these kids. They'll be ordering books. And my daughter was excited. She handed me the flyer. And, of course, I'm the guy with the radio show. And I said, I'm going to get in touch with Mr. Miller.
Well, I hope you can pop over and check it out.
I want to.
Yeah,
I really
do.
Thursday the 24th, I have a subbing job. I'm trying to think. I'm working 2 days at Blue Springs Elementary School in special needs.
Okay.
So I won't be there. I won't be able to make it to Bible school, but I know the kids are going to love it.
Yeah.
And you're going to meet some great people there at Athens Bible School as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Really good folks. let's talk about the books that you do have. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about the series.
All right. Sounds good.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Welcome back to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Huntsville, Alabama. As advertised, I have with me Jonathan Miller, who's author and illustrator of the Adventures of Sammy the Wonder Dotson, and he is here with me now. Welcome back to the show, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Sammy. Where did the idea of the Adventures of Sammy come from for you?
Well, for me, I was making paper art. I enjoyed doing it. I was selling my paper art, but it wasn't enough income for me, you know, this to be my full-time gig. So I was looking for a way to get my art in front of more people. And then I meet the real dog Sammy, and it kind of clicks. And tie my art to it. I was making paper art, so I could tie that art and to a book. And I figured at the time, too, that, you know, kids grow up learning art by tearing up paper and stuff, so they might relate well to a book that was illustrated out of paper. And my friend had a dachshund named Sammy, and so I based the book on him. My friend got a dog, and she traveled for her job all the time, so I'd often dog sit Sammy while she was out of town. And Sammy had a was a quirky dog, and he almost seemed like he could understand everything you said to him, so he became the main inspiration for the actual books.
And so the construction paper, this process of layering construction paper, when did you start doing that form of art?
That was something that just, I mean, I guess I did it when I was a kid, but as an adult, I was going to a friend's Thanksgiving, and I needed to take something there to thank them for having me at their Thanksgiving, and I wanted them to like me, so I didn't want to cook any food, but I had some construction paper laying around the house, and I just made like a very simple turkey Thanksgiving Day card. He had like big eyeballs like the characters in my books, and kind of goofy. It was about 10 to 15 pieces of paper I cut out and glued down, but I had a lot of fun making that, and it was just kind of stress relieving to sit there and work with my hands, you know, making something, you know, simple like that out of paper, and they seemed to like it a lot. So for other holidays, I started making other cards out of paper, and then that turned into making small pieces of artwork out of paper, which grew into making very large pieces of art out of paper. I mean, one of the illustrations that I bring to show the kids at school is like thousands and thousands of pieces of paper cut out and glued down. It's a 11 by 17 large piece of artwork that's, you know, tons of paper.
Yeah. So it makes your work unique to you. And that's something that stands out, obviously, when you have something that's different from others. Kind of like the book of the very hungry caterpillar with holes in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something that's so different.
You yeah, didn't. And that's what I try to tell, like, a lot of adults who want to do books. I'm like, think about a way that your book's different in three different ways than a book, any other book you've seen. And for me, I mean, it's about a dachshund. There's not a ton of books out there that have dachshunds as their main character. His job is unique. He's an internet fact checker. And I thought at the time when I was coming up with what Sammy would do for a job that, you know, I was trying to think of a long range of ways to, you know, that kids could comprehend, you know, the artwork for smaller kids. And then, you know, his job being an internet fact checker, schools, you know, they teach kids about internet safety and, you know, whether or not stuff's right or wrong on the internet. So I thought for younger kids, that would be a good job for him to have. So the teachers could teach about that. Was Sammy's unique because he's a dachshund, the job he's a fact checker for the internet, and then ultimately the way the book is illustrated. I mean, there are other illustrators who use paper to illustrate, but I'm one of the only ones that uses paper in this much detail. And a lot of times kids will ask me, you know, why don't you just draw this? And I'm like, I think about that a lot when I'm working on art. I'd probably be on my 50th book right now if I just drew things, but the artwork takes so long. I mean, it takes me 25 hours on average per page to build the illustrations.
I was going
to
ask you that. But that's incredible.
The cool thing about it is when you see the pages of the book close up, you know, a page of a book is flat, but when you look at stuff like trees and grass and stuff in my books, you can kind of see some shadows in the artwork. You can see the layers of paper. That helps create a little bit of depth, and that makes the pages of the books look a little 3D.
And then as far as writing the story, how long, say this the first book that you did, how long did it take you to write that story?
Well, the first book I wrote from personal experiences, so I wrote that book in 45 minutes, but then I did have to go back and edit and rewrite it 19 times, which,
sure,
you know, that's always
but
a good lesson to teach.
Yeah,
concept
easy.
Was like really quick for that book. And then the other books, you know, I did, you know, it would still take me 3 hours. It took me about 3 hours on average to write a story the first time I write it. But I do a lot of research to write my books and stuff too, so I spend time doing that as well. But yeah, that first book just, it came to me really quick. I wrote it in 45 minutes. I rewrote it 19 times before I had my final draft. And then you know, I got on the road with it for 2 years and realized there was a 20th time that I could rewrite it. So I rewrote it for a 20th and final time that is the book you see today. But
yes.
Yeah.
And then how long did it take before you went from the first to the second? Was it 2 years later?
Yeah, it was 2 years later. Book? Yeah. And then there was about a 3.5-4 year gap between those books because I got so busy with the first two. And then there was about a 4 year gap between the third and the fourth book. And then I was going to release a book during COVID, and then COVID hit those years. So I kind of put that on the back burner. And I'm glad I did because I did a book. My fourth book's about Sammy's family tree, and I've written two other parts to that book. There's going to be a trilogy about his family tree. And I realized during the COVID times that I didn't want to do like three family tree books in a row. So I have a new book in between about dinosaurs.
Nice.
Yeah, he's going back in time to find the Weenie Source, which is the largest dachshund to ever roam the earth.
So, I love that.
Yeah. And so that's what I do. I'll do a family tree book. I'll do another book and then do the third family tree book. And that'll be – and then we'll figure it out from there.
Sure. For somebody who's listening right now and even myself who is about to release a book, what about timing? When the book comes out, let's say my book is available this spring, but it's so close to the end of school year, that means that the whole summer the book will be out, but schools aren't in session and it's geared toward kids that are school age. What would you recommend for someone as far as the time to release a book?
I would probably sit on it. You know, that's like, I mean, the timing of my book is the new book might be coming out the very end of October. And if it goes any later than that, I'll probably wait till March. You know, I'll sit on it for like 5 more months. Just because the middle of March would be is a great time in the past for me to release books. And then right there before the beginning of the school year. Printing-wise, one of the worst times you can print a book is the summertime or those first couple of fall months, because printers are printing a lot of calendars for the next year. Printers are printing a lot of books for the holidays. You know, every celebrity on earth puts some type of book out. So printing-wise, I try to aim it where it is going to be coming out, like in August when kids are going back to school, or in the spring.
That's great advice. I appreciate that. And people who are listening right now, The Adventures of Sammy, The Wonder Dachshund, The Adventures of Sammy, The Wonder Dachshund, Sammy on Safari. Also, we have Sammy in Space, and then Sammy's Family Tree. So we have 4 books in this series, and you're working on a fifth?
Yeah, I have a fifth book that'll be coming out later this year or in the spring, depending on when it gets here. Yeah.
Awesome. And how do people get in touch with you to find out more about The Adventures of Sammy, to purchase books?
There's sammydogbooks.com, and that's Sammy, S-A-M-M-Y, dogbooks.com. They can order books there, and then I'll come up with a little promo code for you so they can get some free shipping.
Very nice.
And we'll put that on your Facebook.
Okay, absolutely.
I have to come up with what the code can be, but we'll put that on your Facebook if they want to get free shipping. But there's ways that also they can there's notes when they order a book. They can have the books personalized to their kids as well.
Excellent. And one of the things that's really important, and it came from me seeing Cora's brochure here, the flyer for you being at the school, is that schools welcome you. And there may be somebody listening right now, a principal, administrator, a librarian, a teacher, who wants to bring you to their school. How do they make that happen?
There's on our website, sammydogbooks.com, there's a school visit page, and that'll take you, it'll contact my wife, Anna. Anna came over in 2019 and started doing all my school scheduling for me, because I was working from 5 o'clock in the morning till 12:30 at night every day, doing my own scheduling and doing 2 school visits a day.
Man.
So she came over and she handles all my scheduling now, and she'll get that set up with them. But yes, there's an author's page. It tells a little bit more about my author visits and what I do, and a little bit more about us, and they can contact me through there.
But you love what you do.
I love what I do. I mean, there's only been 2 questions I haven't been able to answer at schools. One is, what would you do if you couldn't do this? And I can't think of anything else I'd rather do. And then the other one time I was in Texas, and they were like, we're going to bring in 125 two-year-olds for you to read to. And I was like, this ain't a good idea. Like, I don't normally read to kids that young. I'm like 3-year-olds maybe, you know, sometimes. And I was like, this won't go well. But those kids came in, and it was 125 of them. They paid attention to every word I said. And at the end, this one little boy just had his hand up. And I called on him, and he said, Mr. Miller, why is the earth called the earth? And I said, that's the deepest thing anybody of any age has ever asked me. So
don't underestimate 2-year-olds.
Yeah, there's only two I've never been able to answer. So. But, yeah, I love what I do. I love making books. I love promoting them the fun ways you get to do to promote books. But the school visits are my favorite thing. I get to go all over our awesome country and share my books with students. And when you see them enjoy the work, that makes all those nights you're up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning cutting up paper. Definitely worth it. This job's fun. It's different every day, but it's also very rewarding
too.
And
there may be a kid that you touch when you're out here at these schools that falls right in line and says, this is what I was meant to do.
That's what I tell all the young the kids in kindergarten. I say, maybe one day y'all grow up and read me a book that y'all wrote in a retirement center somewhere. You know, so.
They can do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the message.
Oh, yeah.
If they want to do it,
go for it. That's my main message in my books is work hard. Hard work. Anything you work for in life, that you work hard enough for, you're going to get. You know, there's not been one thing that I haven't gotten that I didn't work hard enough to get, you know. And there's things out there that I want, but maybe I haven't worked hard enough to get there yet. And you understand that with what you do. You got to put it in the time, and you got to work
That's
hard.
That's right. Got to face the negative and the positive and take it all together.
Things don't happen overnight.
They don't. And what people see is they see a nice glossy page. Like when I made tortilla chips, I used to have a tortilla factory, and when I made tortilla chips, people saw the bag of chips. They didn't see the work that went into cutting the tortilla, making the tortillas, cutting the tortillas, frying the tortillas, bagging the tortillas, putting the flavor in the bag with the tortillas, shaking the bag, putting the bag in a box, taking that old FedEx truck, you know, the tortillas blanco on the side of it to the grocery store, filling up the rack, you know, and watching sales either go or not go, taking up back old bags, putting new bags in, running a restaurant, all the things that I did to try to have a successful business. You know, they see the finished product.
Yeah, the finished product.
And sometimes that can be misleading, that must be really easy. Well, no, it's not easy, but it's rewarding and it's worth it. If you put the work into it and you see the success, then it's like, wow, I did something that's actually working.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm like, I had a book in my hand eventually, but I heard way more no's than I heard yeses.
Yeah.
And things didn't always go the way I wanted them to or as quick as I wanted them to. But, you know, and I tell kids, like, if you got a big goal and a big dream, you got to go into it knowing you cannot quit the first time something doesn't go your way. And you got to believe in yourself. You can't listen to other people. You got to believe in yourself and pursue these things and work super hard at them.
The Adventures of Sammy the Wonder Dotson. I want you to check it out. Go to SammyDogBooks.com. Also on Facebook.com/SammyDogBooks. Jonathan, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show. When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner as she reads one of Jonathan's books, The Adventures of Sammy the Wonder Dotson, Sammy's Last Week in Charleston, that Jonathan both illustrated and wrote. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading The Adventures of Sammy the Wonder Dotson, Sammy's Last Week in Charleston, written and illustrated by Jonathan Miller. And now, here's Cora White.
Sunday. Early Sunday morning, Sammy got out of bed, stretched his paws, and yawned a big yawn. He went to the kitchen to make his favorite food, scrambled eggs. Sammy quickly cooked a hefty plate of eggs because he couldn't wait to get out to the beach to play with all of his friends. But as he sat down to eat, his big floppy ears perked up. The phone rang. Sammy's boss was calling to tell Sammy that his new job would require him to move far away from Charleston. Sammy knew it was a good opportunity, so he agreed to move. But as he began to eat, he became very sad. He thought about how much he loved Charleston and all of his wonderful friends. Sammy began to worry. Sammy realized that he had lived in Charleston for quite some time, but he still hadn't done a lot of things he wanted to. Sammy knew he had only 1 week left. He didn't want to miss out on anything. So he sat down and wrote out a list of things to do before he moved. Sammy knew he would have to hurry to fit it all into 1 week. He finished his breakfast and went to the beach on Sullivan's Island to tell his friends about his exciting news. Monday, Sammy left his house and walked to the Battery. He sat on a park bench and looked out over the water toward Fort Sumter. It was such a pretty day, and the view was incredible. He thought about how much he loved coming here to relax, run, or play catch. Sammy wanted to buy some gifts from stores on King Street for his new friends. Along the way, he stopped to take a picture of the houses on Rainbow Row for his mom because he really liked their colors. Sammy spent the rest of the afternoon shopping on King Street. He bought so many presents for his family and friends that he needed a big wagon to get them all home. Tuesday, Sammy woke up and realized he had no eggs for breakfast, so he went to the grocery store to buy some. While he was there, he also bought supplies to help with his move. The next thing on Sammy's list was a visit to the South Carolina Aquarium, where he learned a lot about the ocean and marine life. He touched a starfish and saw sharks and eels. He had so much fun, he spent the whole day there. To read more about Sammy's adventures in Charleston, go to sammydogbooks.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. You can also use promo code TMWS for free shipping when you go to sammydogbooks.com. At sammydogbooks.com, you can check out the entire series, The Adventures of Sammy the Wonder Dachshund. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.